practically unconscious. In the time I spent there, I barely heard Spanish or German or Russian either. My ears captured the clunky tones of English but once, and from an elderly British couple seated behind me on a wooden tram. With a controlled panic in their voices, they discussed the winding route of the tram and the seemingly arbitrary stops. It was a conversation that might not have caused a fight had it taken place on still ground. But their words were becoming heated as the wife's devil-may-care attitude clashed with her husband's conviction that they were being whisked away from the city center into sketchier pastures. The tiff ended with the husband making his wife unbutton her coat, sling her purse over her shoulder, and then put her coat back on over that.
"Just do it, Joan," he said through his teeth. "Don't make a scene about it."
Joan complied, temporarily pacifying her husband. This new costume made her look like one of the ancient Portuguese ladies, their spines bobbing beneath their cardigans as they scaled the city's steep inclines. The jostling act of transformation, of removing arms from sleeves and slinging bags on shoulders, also made her a more obvious bait for pickpockets. In the end, she resembled a cartoon of a boa constrictor that has just swallowed a lawn chair. The resulting image is not one of a pregnant snake, but of a snake who has just swallowed a lawn chair. I considered saying something, engaging with them. I was relieved by the sound of